For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, we've got an NL East winning club. We knew we would at some point. And it happened last night. Look, congratulations to the Phils. What a morning. I mean, obviously, we will celebrate it today. I'm guessing perhaps not as quite as much as they celebrated it last night. We don't have champagne. We won't get
don't
drunk.
Don't count us out, Joe. We can make this happen.
I mean, listen, maybe we have Wechter make a run to the, you know, the store that's not open yet. But, all right, look, great job by the Phils, not only last night, obviously, but this season. They come, by the way, within a half game now of the Dodgers for the top record. Top record in baseball. So all of that on the table, your reaction. So too a lot on the Eagles. You know, 2 days obviously removed from the Saints game. We're going to have a big show today. We'll talk to Jaws. We'll talk to Brandon Graham. We'll talk to Nick Sirianni at 8:40. So an awful lot, so much of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Venetian blinds were invented in Japan.
Well, that is an odd fact.
It is.
Yeah, that is. How about this? The NL East in the new division format was invented in the Atlanta Braves, city of Atlanta, where they won the first, 77, James?
No.
Yeah.
11,
no,
10, 8, 9?
Obviously not, John.
95?
77?
What did they win? 90?
I wasn't
they won
paying attention
from
back
95 to like 06 or 05?
Yeah,
05.
They've won like more than half of them
guess
in my
who
lifetime.
Guess who didn't win it this year?
You're damn right, buddy.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves. Freaking little Mets, the Nationals.
Freaking little.
The Marlins.
The Mets are playing pretty good baseball.
They are. The Phillies could see one or both of those teams in the postseason. All right, let's get to it.
The Phillies are playing pretty good
baseball. We want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. I mean, it was quite a thing. Let's actually just listen to how it went down last night when the Phillies won. Then we'll take your calls. Here's the final out. We'll play both versions as we move through the show. But here's the radio version. Scott Fransky on the call here last night on WIP.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. On the run, Castellanos. He is there. He's got it. And the Phillies close out the National League East. They are the champions of 2024. They come running out of the dugout and meet at the mound around Carlos Estevez. As for the 12th time in team history, the Phillies have won the National League East, and they've done it for the first time in 13 years.
Look, it's a great thing. I mean, obviously, like I said, you could see a while ago this was going to happen this year, but it hadn't happened in so long, and it's great. I mean, look, we'll take your reaction. It was quite a celebration last night. We'll get to a lot of that audio. Matter of fact, let's get right to Rob Thompson, because it's Rob Thompson with a major assist from Phillies owner John Middleton. Listen to this shortly after the Phils won last night.
When we entered the playoffs, they said it was very difficult to get here. And to win a division is even more difficult. So congratulations on that. We still got some work to do, though. Okay? We still got some work to do. We want to get that bye. That's very important to us. I want you guys to party tonight. But be ready to come here and play tomorrow. Now, last thing. I brought John in here. John, come on over here. Remember in spring training, the man said he wants his trophy. We're going to get it.
I want my friend.
Yeah!
So that, and I'm sure a lot of people saw it live, but that is John Middleton dropping a big old F-bomb in there.
And putting the stakes right out there.
Putting it out there, and the guy's going wild. John, your reaction, my man. Again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Phils have won in the NL East. John, your thoughts.
All right. It was so awesome to watch. Yesterday, heading into it, we were talking, hey, we want the Phillies to act like they've been there before, yeah. Have some dignity en route to celebration. I sat there and I watched 2 hours of those guys dousing themselves in the locker room. It looked like there was a foot of just
beer
that
and
was incredible.
Champagne
new,
and everything
new
else.
New rug. Going to need a new rug.
Oh, my gosh. It was incredible.
Yeah.
They know how to tie one on. They know how to celebrate. They know how to make the most of it. And more power to them. Good for them. I went into it thinking, hey, look like you've been there before. I came out of it thinking they deserve every second of this. And they know, they understand how to get to where they want to go. Like, this is the third year that they are getting through this process.
Yep.
And they've honed it. They have honed and they've attempted to master this. I believe the Phillies know how to navigate this better than they have the last couple years. And you saw them yesterday, celebrational. I think some guys might be a little hungover today for, obvious reasons. But you heard Topper say it himself, the bye is their goal. Like, that first round bye matters.
Well, they're going to get that. I do wonder if they went a little too hard last night for the purpose of home field advantage. They're half a game behind the Dodgers. There's five games left. I don't think we expect JT to play today.
They know how to handle it. I trust that they know how to handle it. And I trust that these guys are pros. And last night, by the way, while I'm watching 2 hours of those guys in there dousing themselves, yeah. I'm also seeing cuts to the field. And I'm seeing those same players out on the field with their wives, with their mm-hmm. young children,
yeah.
Celebrating in a quiet, husband, fatherly way,
sure,
also,
sure.
Like the mature way.
Yeah.
You kind of saw that duality last night.
I know
that these guys can buckle down just like they were, good fathers last night. They can buckle down and be good, focused, studying baseball players this time of year. They know they have to be.
And
you heard to a man last night, they all said, we know we got to play our best baseball. We know we got to elevate our level of play to have a chance now this time of year. They understand the stakes.
They know
if they play their best baseball, they can win a World Series.
That's right.
Long time between now and then. But this team knows how to make this journey better than they have the last couple of years. I'm confident in that, which gives me a lot of confidence in the end. The possible end result here.
Well, we'll take your calls on the Phils, and just from a viewing standpoint last night, what stood out to you? I mean, again, the whole season's been quite a journey. It's one of the great seasons the Phillies have obviously ever had. 215-592-9494. And it's a great feeling as a Phillies fan, seeing our club win the division, knowing that it's one of the best teams in baseball, knowing that, there's really only been until this era, there's really actually only been two eras in the close to 140-year history of the franchise. And this is an amazing fact, but it's a fact. It's not an opinion. There's only been two eras of greatness in Phillies history, which is astounding when you consider how long they've been around. I mean, you had the late 70s up until 83, and then obviously you had 2007 through 2011. That's it. I mean, 93 was a standalone, 50 was a standalone, 15 was a standalone. So what they did 2 years ago in breaking through to make the playoffs, the run obviously they gave us that October, getting to Game 6 of the World Series, getting back last year, pretty deep, not as deep as we wanted, but pretty deep. And now for the third straight year, making the playoffs again, and in this case winning the division, they've really stamped this era as an era that is Phillies baseball. And again, only the third time in their entire history. And to me, it's a great feeling to know we're living in it. Matter of fact, some people that are 50 and up have lived through the only three that, have seen when the Phillies have been great and actually sustain it. So it's a great feeling as a Phillies fan. And as John pointed out, at 215-592-9494, you can certainly comment today on the fact that we know there is a legitimate chance the Phillies can, in fact, win the World Series. I mean, in 6 weeks, they can win the World Series. They've got a real shot. James, your thoughts on the whole shebang?
Yeah, look, we asked them to come into this year and start hot. We asked them to win the division this year, to take that next step.
Yeah.
And I know they're still fighting for the one seed, but they did that. Like, they came in this year and they've accomplished something that they had not yet done. And I think that's an exciting thing heading into the playoffs. Because to John's point, like, these guys, yes, it's flamed out the last 2 years in the playoffs, but they have had big-time reps in these spots. They've been there. They know what it feels like to be in these moments. I do think that will help them moving forward. So, like, the whole world's in front of them. Like, they have as good a literally as good a chance as anyone playing to win the World Series. They're not the plucky underdog anymore. This is not like a, oh, what a run. Like, they're one of the big dogs going into the playoffs with a chance to win. It's super exciting, man.
Yeah, and look, they're going to get the bye. Now, whether they get the one seed obviously remains to be determined. But they're 3.5 up on Milwaukee, which is really 4.5 up because of the tiebreaker factor. There's only 5 games left. They're going to get the bye. That's clear. They have great starting pitching. I'll tell you this, last night with Nola, and I wasn't wavering. I know many had. I stamped Nola as the number two. I know Sanchez has been great in 2 different extended pockets of the season. You know, the first whatever it was, 2.5, 3 months, and then like the last month and a half or two, I totally get it. He obviously had a little bit of a rocky stretch there about 2.5 months ago, but otherwise has been exceptional. Everything else. But the bottom line is, as great as he's been, I've seen Nola in the postseason deliver. I saw him again deliver last night, and I would trust that guy in a game two, which, by the way, in a best of 5 in the first round, in all likelihood, swings back around to being your game 5 starter if you need one. So that's a big decision they got to make. Obviously, there's another decision who pitches game 3. It'll probably be Sanchez at this point, but we'll see. Rhea, your thoughts on the Phils winning the division? I don't want to say we got to get a microphone. Microphone's not on in there. We'll get that determined. Maybe it might be one button out of line. But look, the Phillies have clinched the division. And it's the first time since 2011 they got that done. So it's a reality that doesn't happen often. We're excited it happened. We'll take your calls. 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's an NL East champion Philly squad. Your thoughts. We'll get into the Eagles as well. We had an interesting poll result yesterday. I want to start the Eagles conversation today on our show about how people voted in a poll yesterday related to the whole team. You know, I know we're all pumped up on the Phils, as we should be, and a little confused on the Eagles, as we should be. 2-1, but, you know, it's been a strange 2-1. Rhea just referenced it in the update, and I got to tell you, about 120 miles from here down in D.C., I mean, they're probably really pumped up because you can make a case. That's one of the biggest wins the Washington football team's had this century.
That kid
I'm
is
not kidding.
Fun to watch.
I'm not kidding. They haven't had a quarterback in 35 years.
They have no
turnovers.
I mean,
other than RG3
that year.
For 1 year.
But it probably felt like that
probably.
1 year. I mean, who knows? This could be 1 year.
Probably. Well, anything's possible. But I'm just saying, like, I guess my point is 2 things. 1, they probably feel good. 2, do we actually have to worry about Washington? I hope not. I wasn't thinking yes, but then they beat Cincy. Tell you what, Cincy better worry about themselves.
Cincy starts so slowly.
Yeah, but this is
a new precedent.
Yeah, I mean, they were not supposed to lose that game, and I think that busted up a lot of survivor
Jaden Daniels
pools yesterday.
He's an exciting young quarterback.
Well, if they found a QB, then that's a different division.
That excitement about Jaden Daniels. I don't like that he went there, but he's there, and hopefully that organization can assist him with his crumbling, because I don't think he's going to assist with the crumbling. He's really sharp, and it seems like, man, he's got a lot of athletic gifts.
I guess
he's
so.
He also seems to, you know, have a solid head on his shoulders. He's cool, calm, collected, gets through progressions. He's sharp.
Now, I mean, that could look, there's the short term, but then there's the long term. And what stood out to me with that game is, I'm not as worried about the Washington team this year, but I do. But we might need to be. But I'll say this: like, if they found a quarterback, that could change the division, because it has been pretty easy with them not having a quarterback in a while. Bad owner, Dallas, generally speaking, bad owner. Even he spends a lot of money, and the Giants have kind of been a mess for the most part, probably with bad GMing for about 10 years. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Phils win the division. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Great, Patrick.
Yeah, man. So it's funny when you call in when things are going good. Seltzer's like an extra cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
There's old Schlitzy getting fired up.
Yep.
But you know what? You know what I reflected on last night? It's a long season, man. It's a grind. You know what I mean? And yeah, I give them a lot of credit. You know, because I go back. This is the team that rejuvenated my. You know, baseball's my first love. And this is the team that kicked me in the ass and got me back into, you know, baseball.
Well, Patrick, I think that's exciting and important, but I'll tell you what I think is actually even more important. They're the team, and, you know, I say they, this group, you know, the 15-year-old that was 13 2 years ago that had zero memory of ever seeing a good Phillies team.
I have
zero
one of those.
Yeah, that's right.
He's
Rhea,
15.
You do.
Yes,
I mean, I mean, that's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people between the ages of 10 and like 17 that would not remember the 2017 Phillies.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what, Joe? It's funny because, like, as a 10-year-old dude, like, he couldn't get my mitt off my hand.
Right.
He couldn't get the ball out of my hand. And like, it was cool to see, you know, John, Richie, like, it's so cool. It must be, like, as a professional athlete, to have your family and kids out there. Like, that's what I was tuning in on afterwards. Like, all the
that's
young
amazing.
Guys in there partying and all the old heads are out there with their wife and kids and doing the dad thing, which is great. They're probably itching to get inside, get a few down, but... It was exciting, man, and like good for us, good for the city, because like you know, listen, it's anything's possible, you know. But like I just hope you know what Walker's not pitching right.
That's he will that's not pitch.
Yeah.
Well, he probably will pitch tonight.
Well,
but...
that's yeah. No, yeah, don't worry
that's
about
my
that.
My first takeaway is like I don't want to see Walker in the postseason. Period.
You won't.
At all.
You won't.
Yeah. No way.
All right, man. Go Phil.
All right, Patrick. Appreciate the call. So let's get into that. Number one thing that gives you optimism for the postseason, thing that worries you the most, John, why don't you take the positive side first. What gives you the greatest sense of optimism about this team?
I guess the greatest sense of optimism, like I said, I believe that this process, losing in this process the last couple years, has bolstered us. They have honed their ability to get better at this process, the postseason process. They have gotten better at that. By losing. And I know that our roster is loaded. I know that our pitching feels so much more dependable and deeper than it has forever, clearly, as long as I've been paying attention to this team closely. The pitching is both the bullpen and the starting rotation. I understand we don't need five.
That's right.
The four that we have... Man, I feel good.
Yeah, I mean, so that's my number one thing by far. It's the starting pitching. And if you want to extend it to the bullpen, certainly that's a real
bullpen,
thing to consider. But
upon a time, it was like, okay, we had a closer. It was Hector Neris. Now we've got four deep that could be the closer if need be on that particular day. But right now we feel pretty good about Estevez. He doesn't have to be that guy, though. Like, we have... options.
A lot of options.
For the first time in ever.
Yeah, a lot of options. Seltzer, number one thing that gives you optimism and this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. James, what hits you the most?
It's the starting pitching, without a doubt for me. And the bullpen, great point as well. I mean, this is easily the most guys we've gone into a playoffs with that we trust that we would be happy to see come into a playoff game. So it's the pitching across the board for me. I think that's by far the biggest reason for optimism.
Rhea, same answer or different?
They're healthy.
They are healthy.
That to me is huge for them. And maybe, you know, Ranger is kind of getting back to it. I'm still not sure about him. But just the fact that, like, they're going into this and they are healthy. That's why I so want the bye to get them even more healthy.
Now so pessimism, Marie, you go first. Biggest thing that worries you about the Phils is what?
Could go into a swoon. I mean, you know.
The bats?
Yeah, with the bats. I mean, it's a concern. Although, you know, I'm really curious about who's going to make the postseason roster because I do feel differently about some of the role players this year because they seem to scratch out hits when needed.
They sure do. No, they got a lot of scrappy dudes off the bench this year, which they really haven't had in past years other than Sosa. Look, I'll say my number one concern. Boy, I'm really torn on two different things that haven't even been said yet for the number one concern.
I think it's easy.
What do you think it is?
The concern is they know they have to play their best baseball to win a World Series.
Yep.
They know they have to be hot. Like, that's the key. That's the thing that we can't really control. Like, we know better how to prepare for every little thing on this journey, but the hot bats, like, that's the one thing you can't really predict. And
yeah,
I don't know that you can. That's the one thing I don't know that you learn how to flip that on and
off.
Well,
no, I don't think you ever learn how to flip it on and off. You just hope it's on when it matters most.
I mean, hope, though.
Yeah, no, it is hope.
Are we hot? Will we be hot when it matters?
Yeah, I think most people would probably say the bats are their number one concern. I'll give you a different answer. But don't get me wrong, the bats are a concern because we've seen them go cold, and when they can go ice cold. My number one concern is actually the bye. I've seen a lot of teams. We have seen a lot of teams in recent years get that bye, and when they don't play for close to a week, and the other team comes in hot because they just won a playoff series, And then all of a sudden, like, they're cold. And so that worries me.
Sure. One potential salve, I mean, you're handing the ball to Zach Wheeler, which I do think is a, you know, just, hey, Zach, go out and get us through this first game. We're a little, you know, rusty, whatever. You got Zach.
But I will say this. The Braves in recent years have handed the ball to great pitchers. The Yankees, I assume, handed it to Garrett Cole in game one. I mean, some good thing. The Dodgers probably handed it to who in game one the last couple of years, champs?
Well, they had injuries. So the Dodgers pitching staff is pretty beat up the last couple of years here and there. But like, whether it's Walker Buehler or Urias isn't on the team anymore, but it was him one of those years. But
the 2-2, swing and a fly ball, right center field. Castellanos going back on the edge of the track, makes the catch. The ball game is over. For the first time in 13 years, the Phillies will celebrate as National League East champions. It's their 12th divisional crown, and they'll mob each other on the mound one more time.
Well, it's a beautiful thing, and an incredible thing, as Rhea pointed out in the update, that they've had this propensity for it to be an Aaron Nola game.
I know.
My recollection is back in 08, it was a lot of Jamie Moyer games.
There's actually a wild Aaron Nola stat.
What's that?
Okay, so since 2022, Aaron Nola has started 7 games the Phillies could either clinch a postseason berth, clinch a postseason series, or clinch a division title. Nola has posted a 1.62 ERA in those starts in 44 innings with 46 strikeouts and 7 walks.
Wow, that's something.
He's been awesome.
Let me give you something that's a really random fact. It might be, well,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm going to guess even more impressive. Bill Russell in do or die games. Like, win it or you're eliminated. Like, you can win it all. Like, not like a game 5 and you got to advance. Like, tonight you can win it all. An Olympic gold, an NCAA championship, a finals, whatever. Or your season is over 20-0.
Now, why you got to one-up Aaron Nola with a Boston guy? What are we doing here?
Because it's 20-0.
Who cares? Who cares?
Because he's got more rings than fingers.
The biggest games.
I just want all ring from these guys. All right? Can we get one, all please?
You're not kidding. And let's listen to John Middleton. He certainly talked extensively in recent years about wanting a lot. Not just a ring, wanting an entire era of Major League Baseball to be known as the era that the Philadelphia Phillies dominated. Here's Middleton after the game last night with John Clark.
Why do you think the club this year is more equipped to win it all and bring that effing trophy back to you?
So I
I think it's the most balanced team I've seen since 11. And the line, the offensive lineup, you know, 1-9, the defense in the field, the starting pitching, the rotation. I mean, we've got some really great closers. We're kind of like a 5 or 6 inning team, and if we got the lead, we can shut the door on anybody.
I've been asking the guys, what does Red October mean to you in the town you grew up in?
Oh, God. I mean, the fans are so great, and I love the way they embrace this team and, you know, they're so raucously supportive of it. It's really great. I mean, it's the best stadium atmosphere anywhere in the country.
You went to the World Series 2 years ago, NLCS. Is it World Series or bust this year?
Well, the goal is to win it. But look, next year's another year. So no matter what we do this year in the postseason, we're going to be going after it again next year. So when people say World Series or bust, it kind of means like if you don't make it, there's nothing left. Next year, there's always next year. And there's a year after that. We're going to be going after it every single year.
I think that's a reasonable answer. You know, a lot of people probably immediately when they heard that question, yes, say yes! World Series or bust? Like, well, hold on a second here. Does bust mean you like this group doesn't have a chance again? Because that would be ridiculous. Of course they have a chance again. Anyone have a problem with that answer?
No, not at all. Good. I think it's reasonable, and I think it's rational, and I think it sort of points to, yeah, they're going to never quit until they achieve the ultimate goal. They're going to keep coming back for more. He's going to keep tweaking this and having Dave Dombrowski change and add. And he will pay, and he will do whatever it takes to bring us a championship.
He's become a great owner. He really has. All right, your reaction to the Phils winning the division. We're going to open up the Eagles conversation in a moment as well. Let's get to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, Mike.
Yeah, so last night I'm sitting there. I actually made my wife a little angry because she didn't realize, like, the situation with the Phils. And you guys know I've said
she didn't realize
times.
The situation.
Bad job by you.
What do you mean?
I'm going to blame you. I'm going to blame you. Yeah, make sure she's informed.
That's okay.
Bad job.
But I've said it before. Like me and my kids, like we watch these games like exclusively together.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at my 13-year-old last night, and I'm like, dude, you need to realize something. Like what's about to happen is something that you watched when you were a month old, and it's a running joke.
Wow.
When he came home from the hospital. He peed in my shoe when I was changing a diaper. So I'm like, you were literally a month old changing. I was still changing your diaper, and you were still peeing in my shoes. And he just started cracking up laughing. He's like, do you want me to go pee in your shoe right now?
There you go.
I'm like, stop that.
Wow.
But it was just super cool. And like, my wife was trying to get him to go to bed, and I'm like, no, he needs to stay up. For
good.
This. Like, this needs to happen.
Exactly.
Good man.
That's cool.
Once she realized, you know, how long it's been, she's like, all right, I got nothing here. Like, you can go ahead and stay up.
That's remarkable, Mike. And that is bonding time, those moments. I mean, you guys get to stay up and watch baseball now for a long
time. But, Mike, I'll say this. And Mike, I'm a big supporter of let the, you know, because in the Bad News Bears, it was let them play. And for me, in October, it's let them stay up.
Yeah.
But I will say this, for all of us, and I don't mean just, you know, because we here in Morning Show, and that's a particularly unique situation, you know, compared to some people in society who get to sleep in later and all. Mike, the whole town's about to be tired.
Absolutely.
I mean, I will never forget the feeling in 09 and 10 in particular when they went to the World Series, like all that deep. 2022, 2023, either World Series or a Game 7 of the NLCS. I mean, the whole town is like a zombie for a month, but it's a month, like, sign us up. Let's go.
Sign us up. I'm ready to rock and roll. And by the way, I know my boss is listening right now. I just want to take this opportunity to say, Kyle, I will need a day off for the parade because we're winning the freaking World Series.
That's great. Kyle, Larry Anderson has even weighed in and told you, as it relates to Mike's request for a day off.
No excuse.
Give him the day off, all right? Whatever work is going on there.
Unless, there will be no work going
unless
on.
Unless you're
if
a
that
heart
happens.
Transplant, all right, doc, and like, that's the day! Otherwise, everybody get the day off. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, and it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check the incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question today, which is more top of mind for you this morning? Is it A, the Eagles, after the Saints game from 2 days ago and the start of the season, 2-1, but a funky 2-1, is it just Eagles? or is it B, Phillies, after clinching the division last night? Top of mind for you, Eagles or Phillies? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, you can also weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Let's actually get to yesterday's poll, because we had a poll question yesterday stemming from that Eagles victory in New Orleans about if coming out of that game, you know, what stood out to you more, the positives of the game, which there were many, or the negatives of the game, which there were many. John, our poll results were 52% positive, 48% negative. Now, give me your
That's
thoughts.
That's incredible.
Well, I don't know if it's that incredible. I mean, look, you might not have either star receiver this weekend, right? I mean, that's an issue. You know, Nick has been all over the place with decisions. That's an issue. Jalen has been really good and really bad. So that bad side's an issue. I mean, there's a lot from that game not to feel great about. But as Elliott's been talking about, Elliott keeps saying,
look,
everybody's missing the fact that they won a game that a lot of people thought they were going
to
lose.
Look at us compared to the rest of the NFC, Joe. Like, who in the NFC should have more confidence than the Eagles?
Well, I think a lot of teams.
Okay. What teams? That's crazy, because you're wrong.
Well,
there is no team in the NFC that
the
should
Lions.
Have more confidence
yeah, the
than
Lions
we
do. Lions went to the championship game last year, brought everyone
the
back.
Lions?
I think the 49ers
yeah, the
are probably
Lions.
Still better.
Yeah.
The 49ers?
I think they're probably
the
still
49ers
better.
The 49ers have been all
but,
over
but,
the
but
place
John,
this
but
year.
But let me tell you this. So there's two different ways to look at it. It's who look, I will grant that it's not going to be a long list of who should be more confident, but I'll also say this. That's more just because it's a down conference and the Eagles are great. Like, one thing I feel entirely certain of at this moment, now this can change, I don't think it will, but at this moment I feel incredibly confident saying the Eagles are not elite. They're not. I mean, I've seen elite in my lifetime. I saw 04, I saw the 2017 Eagles, we saw the Eagles 2 years ago. That's what elite looks like, not this. This is a team, if well, not for one or two things, I mean, two things could be 0-3.
Okay, and they could be undefeated.
They could be undefeated, but
If Saquon catches that ball, they are undefeated.
I'm aware.
And everyone says they're the best team in the NFL.
Well, nobody says they're the best team in the NFL.
I'm telling
John,
you,
John, nobody.
The power rankings would say they're the best team in the NFL.
Nobody, listen.
Everyone cares about how that all shakes out.
John,
in the weekends, everyone looks at that and says, okay, now we have a new pecking order in the NFL.
Can I tell you something?
It happens,
Let me say this about Eagles fans, and I rarely speak for the masses, but I'm going to say it because I feel confident in this statement. Most Eagles fans don't believe in the head coach. That's a problem. And there's a lot of Eagles fans that don't believe in the quarterback. So it's really, now listen, those two were part of the elite 2 years ago. I'm not saying it's impossible they get back there. The team. But I'm saying right now there's a lot of people that think there's a quarterback problem and a head coach problem.
I mean, I don't think there's a quarterback problem. I think that they have positioned this thing to where they've got good coaches on the offensive side and the defensive side, and everyone's pulling together, and it's working when it needs to. It's not working quite the way I'd prefer, but I do expect after, you know, once we get into October, once we get to when these games start to matter more and the run game plays in even further. I like where we
well,
sit.
Well, I'll say this. Look, I'm thrilled they won. I don't know if I'm thrilled. I mean, I'm really happy they won the game because it's just, it helps you. You got to get wins in order to get to the playoffs. 2-1's better than 1-2. I am having a hard time less than 48 hours removed from that game to forget the feeling of those 3 hours, particularly the first 2 hours and 50 minutes. I'm just being honest with you. I mean,
the game that everyone said the Eagles would lose.
Well, everybody didn't say the Eagles would lose. They were 2.5-point underdogs. They weren't a 12.5. John, they weren't a 12.5-point underdog.
Okay, but everyone thought that the Eagles would lose.
That's not. That's not.
Okay, Vegas.
You and I both. You and I both predicted they would win, John.
Yeah, I mean,
what's that?
You and I both predicted they would win.
You can't say everybody thought they would lose.
Okay, you thought they would lose. Vegas thought they would lose.
That's right.
How's that?
That's right.
The general, more people thought they would lose than win.
That's right. No, that's accurate. I mean, all right, James. Where is your mindset? Let me go back to yesterday's poll, James. And this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494, because it's rare that we get a poll that's that split. 52% skewing positive, 48% skewing negative. What I ultimately want to hear from people today is why. Like, you go more positive or negative coming out of that game. Why? James, which was more top of mind for you yesterday, the positives or the negatives, and why?
the positives, but barely. Like, that poll explains how I feel. I feel like I'm thinking more of the fact they won the game, and it's great that they pulled it out, but there's a lot coming out of it that I'm concerned about, and I don't share John's belief that the Eagles are clearly the team in the NFC. Like, I think they are one of a few teams that are in the top part of the NFC, but, like, I don't know. We'll see. To your point, I don't know about the coach. I don't know about the quarterback. So I felt more positive. That was a game that I felt like if they go to 1-2, I'm really concerned about this season. So it was a big win. But I don't know. I'm really unsure about what this team is.
Two things that shocked me yesterday. One, Seth Joyner was much more positive than I expected. Two, Rhea, you were much more positive than I expected.
Always.
Not always.
I'm always. I'm always, like, I do tend to skew negative.
You do.
What I mean.
So why yesterday were you more positive than perhaps you normally would be, coming from a game where they had 0 points entering the fourth quarter?
Well, I think environment and situation. The fact that they lost half their starting offensive linemen. Okay. Mm-hmm. The fact that all the injuries they had, they were already down their star receiver, and that they haven't won in that place since what, 2004? It's a difficult place to win. So to me, yeah, did I hate Jalen's decision making in the first half? Yeah. But I watched what he did in the fourth quarter. That was pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Do I love, I still don't really buy that Sirianni's making any of these calls, but it is what it is. Those decisions have to be shored up. You have to get those points when you need them. You can't make those calls, especially when your team is having trouble scoring. But I just took more positives because you lose that many players in a game and you're already down. As you've already stated, your best player on the team, A.J. Brown, is not playing. So I that impressed me.
Like it was an impressive win from the standpoint that they won a game, they were an underdog. They won a game with tremendous adversity going on. So it was an important win from that standpoint. But it was also, kind of a gnarly win. I'll say this. One of the reasons, look, I voted positive yesterday. I'm like James.
A gnarly win.
We just re-cemented
the fact that our running game will change games. Our running game, Saquon, you hand it off to him and he will, like a bullet, go and change the game at the drop of
a hat.
Well,
let me tell you what.
He had 7 points with like 5 minutes to go in the game.
Right.
Like, we can't
overreact. He had five carries in the first half. They need to give him the ball more.
Well, they're not going to do that.
They have to start giving him the ball less.
They can't give him the ball that much. They can't.
I will disagree with you coming up to Tampa. Tampa has not allowed a passing touchdown this year. However, six on the ground.
Yeah, no, I hear that, but let me
so after this weekend.
But let me just throw this out as it relates to this upcoming game. I expect Tampa to really stack the box. I mean, come on. If there's no A.J. Brown and no Devontae, and that's a real possibility. We don't know. We'll talk to Sirianni at 8:40, and he's probably not going to answer questions about the injuries. But we'll ask. But, I mean, imagine going in. And, look, I know they just won a game without those two, essentially. As the game got into the second half, they didn't have either. But if you have both of them out, I mean, why wouldn't Tampa Bay stack the box? Doesn't mean the Eagles can't win. They're 2.5-point favorite. I'm just telling you, I think the challenge for Saquon, frankly, is going to get harder because there's less around them. There just is.
You still have to be able to run the ball when the other team knows you're running the ball. And we have a good enough offensive line and a great enough back. Well, actually, great both line and back.
No, they did
that
great.
We should blast right through whoever and whatever they decide to put in front of us.
Well, so
like our defense decided to go and jam it up and put, three down linemen right inside the center and the guard area. That sort of overloads things and changes all the blocking schemes. That's what we'll get. And we've got plays that will account for that.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right, 215-59. Look, I hope we don't find out. I hope AJ and Devontae play and the Eagles can play normal ball and the other team's got to defend on the back end. But, I got a bad feeling about the receivers in this upcoming week, which is going to put a great onus on Jalen in the running game. Let's go to the
phones. And that's a great place to be when you've got a great running game.
It is, but it's not as good as having AJ and Devontae.
I know. And an NFL season is about making do when guys are hurt.
Hold on, Joe. I'm going to put that in
breaking
the next
news.
Update.
Do, breaking news! It's better to have AJ and Devontae. By the way, we don't know Lane Johnson's status. Now, look, credit to those backup offensive linemen and a Stoutland. They won a game. I mean, those guys had a huge hand in it. But, I don't think that's the recipe for long-term success. I don't think. Jerry in Douglasville. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Joe, I got to take up with you a little bit. In the beginning of the segment, at like 6 o'clock, you said something about this is the era of Phillies baseball. They've been for the last 3 years. They went to the World Series playoffs twice.
Mm-hmm.
Sirianni's done the same exact thing, but you guys want him fired. You guys want him crushed.
Well, I won't fire him today. I said I thought he should have been fired at the end of last season.
Okay. Well, he's done the same thing Thompson does with less. I mean, he doesn't have an MVP. He doesn't have two Cy Young award-winning pitchers. His starting quarterback was a second-round draft pick. I mean, it's a harder league in the NFL than the MLB. I mean, he's done more with less. In the same amount
well, I don't
of time.
Know about the less. I like 2022. They had an incredible roster, Jerry, in 2022. And if Jalen hadn't got hurt versus the Bears, he probably would have won the MVP. So
well,
you can't,
I mean,
you know,
okay.
I mean, you know, can't
I
ignore
mean, if,
that.
If Harper didn't get hurt with his arm, he would have won two MVPs, right?
He might have.
Okay. Well, so I mean, I don't understand why we're trying to run this guy out of town when he's doing the same exact thing. That Rob Thompson.
Look,
doing.
Jerry, I'm not as down. I'm not
because he's
as.
He's not doing the same exact thing as what Rob Thompson's doing.
He went to the Super Bowl and he's been to the playoffs.
I understand. Look, he's made the playoffs 3 years in a row. I get your overall point. Look, Jerry, I'm not as down on Sirianni as some. Let me just start with that. I think your point more should be toward those that think he's a joke, which I do not think he's a joke. I think the town's kind of unfair to Sirianni. But the reality is, I mean, there was an all-time collapse last year, an all-timer, okay, which was far more egregious than the Phillies losing 4 or 5. I mean, the Phillies lost 4 or 5, which is a form of a collapse in a playoff series. But the Eagles couldn't get it back on track for what turned out to be about 8 weeks.
Against some bad teams.
Against some really bad teams. I mean, it's not like the Phillies last year lost to the frickin' Chicago White Sox this year in the postseason. I mean, the Eagles were getting smoked by the Giants and the Cardinals and the Bucks. I mean, Jerry, that's a joke.
It is a joke, but let's go to the fact that everybody says that Sirianni is a puppet. He has no poise. Rob Thompson's running out Taijuan Walker there. He has no choice. He's not doing that on his own. He's being told to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's being told.
So he's doing the same exact thing. First of all, if you want to run down the list of coaches in the city right now, Sirianni's at the top of the list. And it's probably Tortorella second, and Thompson's third. I mean, let's be honest.
I don't agree with you, Jerry. Right, do you think that the players feel the same way that you do? Do you think that the players respect Rob Thompson the same way they respect Nick Sirianni and vice versa?
I don't know how you say the results are the same.
Here's what I'll
say that they don't.
Here's what I'll say. I think the players and Jerry, fascinating phone call. It really is. That's a great call. Thought provoking in a lot of ways. Look, I honestly don't know how to rank the coaches. I mean, I'd have to really think about that. I don't want to do that in 10 seconds off the top of my head. Here's what I will tell you that really hasn't been much discussed, but I'll put it out there. It is possible that Rob Thompson's job's on the line this October. It's possible. I mean, John Middleton wants to win it all, and they haven't. He/ Dave Dombrowski has given Rob Thompson an incredible advantage with an incredible roster. They haven't yet won it. If this team flames out early in the postseason, Rob Thompson's job could be in trouble. Look, we saw Danny Ozark win 3 straight divisions, 76-78. He got fired. We saw Pat Corrales in 83 get fired while his team was in first place during the season. Now, granted, they were 43-42.
This just doesn't feel real.
We've seen it. We saw Buddy Ryan get fired after 3 straight times making the playoffs.
But this just doesn't feel like.
We saw Doug Peterson get fired after they won a Super Bowl. We saw Charlie Manuel
get fired again.
Doug might get fired this week.
Yeah, well, he might. Yeah. And we saw Charlie Manuel get fired a year and a half after they had last been in the playoffs, which was 5 straight divisions. It's not inconceivable Rob Thompson's job's on the line, who, by the way, has had some whoppers of mistakes in the postseason. I mean, other than Mitch going in 93 for Gozy, I mean, you can make the case the next worst decisions in Philadelphia sports history, at least in my lifetime, related to the postseason have been the two Rob Thompson's made the last couple of years. You know, I'm talking Kimbrel and I'm talking Zach Wheeler game six removed. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, Ben Davis. I don't know how we got to firing Rob Thompson, but somehow we stumbled our way into it. Look, it's a day of celebration. But
congratulations, Phillies. You know, hey, Rob Thompson should probably be fired.
Rob, now it gets real, buddy. Now it gets real. Go get it all!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.